The Almond Blossom Appreciation Society. Written and read by Chris Stewart. Prologue. On closer examination of a dung beetle. At the beginning of this year, my daughter Chloe and I decided that we had to get fit, and that the best way to do this would be to create a running track in the riverbed. We go there every evening now, and our pounding feet have marked out a fairly clear circuit. The grass is long and makes a pleasant thripping noise as you race along, and in spring the ground is sprinkled with dandelions and daisies, which grow so dense that through half-shut eyes you might be running through a field of cream. The track, however, remains just a bit too rustic for a good sprint. You have to be careful to hop over the thistles, skip to avoid an ankle cracker of a stone, and cut in close to the gayomba or Spanish broom on the third turn, while ducking your head to avoid a poke in the eye. The second turn is between the third and fourth euphorbia bush, and the start and finish is at the tamarisk tree where we hang our sweaters, and afterwards, if it's sunny, rest in the wispy shade. The going is soft, sandy turf and sheep turds. As we returned from our run the other night, Chloe called me excitedly to the gate. "Quick, Dad, come and have a look at this." I turned back and looked where she was pointing. There, battling its way across the track, was a dung beetle, doing what dung beetles do, rolling a ball of dung. I was instantly captivated. A dung beetle is one of the great sights of the insect world. The determination and purpose of its Sisyphean labour putting you in mind of the crazed industry of ants, except that Scarabaeus semipunctatus operates in pairs or alone. This particular beetle had lost its jet-black shine under a thick covering of dust. It was steering a ball with its back legs while it scrabbled for...